understand that the original Frankenstein film from 1931 didn't have a score. How did you get involved for writing this score in the early 2000s?
A theater opened up nearby our town where I conducted at that time the Chappaqua Orchestra, which is a professional orchestra. And I wanted to collaborate with this new theater, which had been opened up by the Film Society of Lincoln Center in Northern Westchester as a satellite theater that would show so-called art house, you know, movies, classics, and new films that were of high rating and high culture, maybe you could say. And I discussed with the manager of the Jacob Burns Film Center at the time doing a collaboration. And I had this idea because I grew up watching the Universal horror films. I remember that Dracula and Frankenstein, both in 1931, although they're early talkies, we all remember Frankenstein for, it's alive, it's alive, or the monster going, arr! But other than that, you know, and the talking and so forth, it has no music. It has front music at the open credits and at the end credits, and there's a little oompa-pa scene in a town square in the middle, which is filmed and recorded live with the musicians playing. But there's no through composed film score. And I remembered this and I said, I should write a score. And he said, that's great. Let's put it on. And we did it in 2002 around Halloween with 15 players in front of the film at the same time the film plays. It's done live with a dead film. Now it's been done, you know, 50 times throughout the world.
So did your experience as an opera composer help you to do a film score?
Certainly. All of my music is theatrical, even if it's a symphony or a sonata or a concerto. So yes, I watched the scenes of the film. I spotted them myself since I had no living director. I set the number of, you know, seconds for each scene that music would be involved. And I wrote the score. But what's going in the mind of the characters? What's happening in the action? All of this thing happens in the underscoring. No question, it is true. And my background as an opera composer and a opera conductor and opera coach definitely was active while I was writing it.
I'm speaking with composer Michael Shapiro, who was commissioned in 2001 to write film music for the original 1931 classic Frankenstein, directed by James Whale and starring Boris Karloff. So did you have complete freedom in writing the score?
Yes. And the original score that was done at the Jacob Burns Film Center, after it was finished and we thought about it, we thought it should be cut. So I went on the road in Boston and in other places in Massachusetts. I played the score with the film being shown on an electronic keyboard without the 15-player orchestra at that time. And that experience on the road with a real audience taught me to cut certain things that were just, there was too much music. When you're in an audience under the radar, you can do all kinds of things which make things better. And I'm not alone in this because Verdi did it too. So did Puccini.
The overture for Frankenstein seems to be almost like the Leonora number 3. It encapsulates the whole movie score.
That's correct. Beautifully said. And it's a great compliment with Leonora 3. I will tell you that the full score is not available. It's only available when the movie, through licensing with Universal Studios, happens. So the full score is not yet synced to the movie mechanically. It will be when the movie goes into public domain in 5 years, but right now it's only done live to the film as licensed by my friends at Universal in the theater. But the overture is played prior to the airing of the movie. So if you've heard the overture, you've got a real taste of what happens. The only thing you're missing is, how do I use that music to the actual film drama? And that can only be experienced in the theater.
Can you give us any clues, pinpoint anything that we should be listening for in the overture?
The overture starts with the bass drum and the bottom of the piano, low pitches, a chord on the piano, kind of a dead chord on the piano, hitting simultaneously with three loud bams. When we first recorded it at the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra in the UK, when those three bams happened, the rest of the orchestra literally jumped off their seats in shock. So the beginning is really, the monster has arrived. Then there's this kind of discord, which is like C major and C sharp major combined, which is another shocking chord, which is used with the arrival of the monster when the monster first is created. It's alive, it's alive. And that music is right there from the movie. There's also very loving music in the middle, which is a reflection of the music that's used in the love scene between Dr. Henry Frankenstein and his bride-to-be Elizabeth. There's also kind of a mechanical music in there, which depicts the almost mechanical work of Dr. Frankenstein and Fritz in creating the monster from dead parts. But it's all put together in this kind of eerie overture, which is very ideal for this time of year. I do want to mention one thing about live music and film done together. The sound of the film, the talking film, plus the sound of the orchestra acoustically melt together, or they meld together. And people forget that we're doing the underscoring. And it becomes one sound experience and a visual experience all at the same time, simultaneously. So it's a great compliment that the score works and doesn't get in the way, but amplifies and makes what Leonard Maltin called a creaky film into something that is very much alive.